Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our fallback edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. And click on Listen in the upper left, and then Listen Online. That will bring up the link that you need to stream the show. And I have to say, I was having so much fun with the Love Train because David actually dances with me. It was so much fun. But the biggest problem was I scared all my hummingbirds. So I'm dancing around here in my office. Of course, my hummingbird feeders are right outside my window, the window here. And I'm dancing around. The hummingbirds come in and they take a look at me and wow, and off they went. And then I call him Darth, the male Anna, that guards the feeders a lot. He came right up and hoovered right in the window and watching me dancing and decided, okay, I'm not staying close to that. And he went back to the flagpole. He's sitting on top of the flagpole wondering what on earth Aunt Martha's doing in the office. All righty then. So I think, you know, everything is working as it is intended. And being that it's shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, working above and beyond the line and giving it back in more ways than one. And one of the people I have the most admiration for is doing the most to help not only human animals, but our homeless animal friends as well. And that would be Laura Cook, the chief cook and bottle washer and founder of Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. Good morning, Laura, and welcome back to Animal World.
Hi, Martha. How are you?
Well, I'm having a good time because Nathan's on vacation. I think you might have when you called in and David answered the phone. But so I'm having fun because David was dancing with me on the Love Train.
Oh,
but I scared all my hummingbirds away because I guess they don't appreciate my dancing. So how is your world down there? The rain has been coming and going up here in my neck of the woods, and it's kind of grayed over again. What's going on down in Seattle?
Oh, wet, and more wet.
Okay. So all the rain's down in your neck of the woods, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, let's for anybody who doesn't know, and of course David hasn't been with us here before on Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Sunday. So you give us the lowdown. What is Seattle Dogs Homeless Program all about?
We are we do street outreach, so we go out there and we give people food. Emergency vet care, supplies. my mind is just going today.
Yeah, well, you know, and I am so impressed with what you do. And for any of you that are not familiar with Laura and her work and what a magnificent human being she is. And David, you should know this. Laura started this work because at one point in her life, she and her family were homeless on the streets. Yeah. Okay. Shocked look on his face, Laura. She and her family were homeless, but they worked real hard. Laura worked real hard and she pulled her family out of that and off the streets, but she didn't take her dolls and dishes and move on. She has stayed with the program, and started Seattle Dogs Homeless Program in order to pay it back and to help this community and all of these animals that she was once a part of. And then often, Laura, we sometimes include kind of one of your right-hand women sidekicks that helps out, Amanda. And she also was homeless, and you helped her. And then she didn't take off either. She's continuing to help with the cause. So, folks, these are magnificent women that have risen above and beyond the call. And rather than just taking care of themselves and their families, they are just busting their you-know-whats to take care of everyone else as well. And all the homeless and the homeless animals, and especially, you know, the homeless dogs that are out there. And what Seattle Dogs Homeless Program does is they go around the city and they provide supplies for these animals and the humans as well. But food, treats, equipment, leashes, collars, might be, you know, bedding or whatever. They often are helping the human animals with tents or sleeping bags or coats or gloves or whatever is necessary. But they do all of this. Now, then think about it. If you were homeless on the street, and I've thought about this, and what if you know do have a drug problem or a health problem? Perhaps you want to take advantage of the help that's available and go into drug rehab or to, you know, get healing or whatever thing. But you can't take your animal with you if you do that. So I don't know about the rest of them, but for me, I wouldn't leave my animal. But Laura covered that base too. She has worked out an arrangement with a local boarding facility, and so they board the animals for these homeless people. If they have to go into rehab or job training or whatever and can't take their animal, they can Seattle Dogs will board it for them, and that they can then get their animal back when they're ready to go to work. And how wonderful is that? Now they also have an arrangement with Greenwood Animal Hospital in Seattle, and they provide the veterinary care for the homeless dogs. Now, unfortunately, they don't do it for free. Seattle Dogs does have to pay for it. So one way you can help out Laura and Seattle Dogs is by calling Greenwood Animal Hospital and donating to the Seattle Dogs Homeless Fund. And that will, then your money will go directly to paying the vet bills. But you can also donate for the boarding. You can donate food, supplies, and practical things like that. And then, of course, I'm harping on, I still have not been able to come up with a used van or pick up with a canopy for Laura. I mean, she does all this work, travels all over with all this stuff in her own little car. She needs, a van, a pickup with a canopy, would make it so much easier to haul the supplies around. And there's got to be one hanging around here. And some of you, it's got to cross somebody's path that can let us know. And we get a van or a pickup with canopy for Laura. And of course, Seattle Dogs Homeless is a 501c3. So all your deductions or your donations are deductible and all of that good stuff. So I hope I covered the bases okay, Laura. Did I do an okay job?
Yes, you did wonderful. I was like amazed when you were talking. I thought, this is wonderful.
Does this person really do all that? Who is that person?
Yeah.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah.
All right. So now I want to ask Laura, I want to ask you, because I'm curious, because you are connected with the homeless world and they're in Seattle.
Yes.
I am wondering if you are hearing anything on the streets and what's going on since the election last week.
No,
because the kind of being a change of stuff going on, and there, the homeless situation has been very challenging in Seattle, and I don't think anyone thinks that Seattle has handled it very well.
No, they have not at all.
And it has just gotten out of control. And I, you know, my brother is responsible for Visit Seattle, and my brother's responsible for selling the city. He can't sell the city, can't get anybody to come. It can be so dangerous downtown. The mayor that's been elected, there've been more moderates rather, you know, elected this time, and with promises to deal with all of this stuff. So I wondered, is there any talk of that, or is there apprehension? Are people looking forward to this? Or do you have any idea? Are you hearing anything related to all that the approach might change?
We're nothing. Not, you know, for the last couple of weeks, people have been living out there, whether they're in a tent, a car, RV, whatever, and basically have been ignored this entire time, you know, and now they started back up with doing their sweeps. And, you know, one of my gals, her and her husband live in a travel trailer with their two dogs. And she actually got her trailer and truck impounded. And, you know, we're seeing that a lot. And we're hearing people talk about change, right?
Uh-huh.
We're not seeing any actual work yet.
Yeah, so I'm wondering, maybe because you might have information from behind the scenes, because it would seem that it is likely that there will be more sweeps and things, that things are going to be changing with the attitude and what's going on in Seattle. Although, you know, the new mayor hasn't even, you know, taken office yet, and we don't really know what all of that is going to entail. But I'm wondering, Laura, you know, when a sweep actually happens, you know, they take one of these camps, what happens with the animals? Do you know? Do they make any arrangements for people and their animals when they do these kind of things?
Well, when it happened to her, and, you know, both her and her husband had working, you know, they started working. And so there is a window of time where the dogs are left alone. And, you know, I mean, they're secure.
But right.
Just like you or I in a home would leave to go to work and leave our dogs at home, she had to do the same thing. And that was the first thing when she got the call at work, you know, she left right away.
Oh, that's right. Because you said it was impounded.
Yes. And
they took it with dogs and all.
Yes. And then they ended up in animal control. And, you know, that's one thing we don't do. We don't pay impound fees, you know, for animals to end up in the pound. But I did make a phone call on her behalf because they're just a wonderful couple, and they actually volunteer for us. So I did make a call.
Wow. And it sounds like there's someone that is trying to improve their lot in light and the life, and they were working, and, you know, the dogs were left in the camper trailer, you know, when they went to work, as you would in a home. But to have them end up at Seattle Control, I don't talk about it on the air very much, but I will tell you, they are not on my good list. And I get very concerned when Seattle Animal Control, you know, Seattle is involved in dealing with animals. That's all I'll just tell you. It's just that I don't trust them as far as I could throw them. And I'd be very concerned for that family getting their dogs back. So you were able to make a call on their, you know, to put in a good word for them. Do you think they're going to be able to get their dogs back?
No, they got them back right away.
They did. Oh, thank goodness. Well, bless you for stepping in.
Yes. You know, Kai got frantic, you know, hearing her voice, you know, and crying. And, you know, this is a couple that have been, like a lot of people, you know, they're in the same area for a long period of time. And for them, they've been in the same area, the same spot. They're respectful. They're clean, you know. Mm-hmm. They're just good people. They, you know, the travel trailer is old, so they can't, you know, a lot of the RV parks, trailer parks, they don't allow if they're old. And so, you know, they're just stuck in a cycle. And they sit there, but with these sweeps now, you have to move every couple of days. You have to make sure where you're, you know, staying. And
I'm hopeful that things are going to improve, and that, you know, Seattle will get their act together. And but I'm very, very concerned. You know, my concern, of course, is with the animals, and these animals, you know, help these people tremendously, and I can't imagine being in a situation like that and then losing my animal friend on top of that. So bless your heart that you were able to intervene for these folks, in, you know, the camper trailer, and so their dogs are back. But, you know, others, you know, if there's a sweep or something and the dogs end up with animal control, I imagine that they don't ever get them back. And that's got to be a really sad situation. So we're going to take time out here and take care of our advertisers. And then before we conclude with Laura, when we continue, let's find out how we all can help, what kind of help Laura needs and how we can help her. And for heaven's sakes, folks, you've got to keep your eyes peeled for a used van or camper with a canopy. We got to get on that. So anyway, stay right where you are, everybody. More with Laura and how we can help Seattle Dogs Homeless Program straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money, health, love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
What do you want for your pet when it's not getting help for its troubles? Happiness. For your pet and yourself. I'm Nels Rasmussen, spiritual healer. I've been helping pets and people to be happy again for over 40 years. You can learn more about me and my work at spiritualpetconnection.com. And you can have a free phone conversation with me by clicking the Contact Us button. Go to spiritualpetconnection.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150, here to uplift your day.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just approaching midway through the last hour of our fallback edition of Animal World. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and I won't go into details because we'll be talking to Sita here very shortly. Check them out, anandawa.org. You heard Nels Rasmussen again, our wonderful, one of the most gifted healers I've ever met, with his Best and Rasmussen Reset. He and Linda will be in the studio next week for free remote treatments. I hope you'll join us and check them out at spiritualpetconnection.com. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. Great rates. Interview on the show, link on the website. All you got to do, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or give me a call, 360 217-725-8360. 217-725-8. All righty then. So we are ready then to get back to the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program and finish up with Laura here. So good morning again, Laura.
Good morning.
And so let's tell everybody how they can help you.
This is really good. At Ballard Blocks, which is like a little kind of shopping mall.
Ballard mall, Blocks?
Yeah, it's called Ballard Blocks.
Uh-huh.
And they are having an event. It started actually on the 2nd. I was very sick for a couple of days, so I'm behind. But It runs the 2nd through the 16th, and it is from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. People can stop by there, and they can meet us. And there's a couple other organizations I'll mention that are getting donations are being collected for them as well.
So you can drop by and bring donations for Seattle Dogs?
Yes. And then
is that any day from 10 to 6 p.m.?
Yeah.
Between now and the 16th? All right. Yes. So Ballard Blocks, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. between now and November 16th. You can swing by and find out about Seattle Dogs Homeless Program and drop off donations.
Yeah. They're collecting donations for us and for the Ballard Food Bank, 2 Feet Project, the bridge. The bridge, you could stop by there if you are homeless, and you can get, you know, some clean clothes and something in your belly. And they're just a really great organization that it's funny, I met when I was homeless.
Wow.
And they had just started and literally only had a few articles of, clothing in there. But I was grateful to have, you know, something clean and warm. And so was my husband. And anyways, they're just a great organization as well. And so we would just appreciate the support if someone wants to stop by.
All right, everybody.
Volunteers.
You need volunteers. Okay.
You need volunteers to pass out flyers there.
All righty. So if you'd like to volunteer and help Laura, if you have donations, now you can do what I'm getting ready to sign up for. Is I've got to get to the website, figure out how to do a regular monthly donation. And what is it? Seattledogs.info?
Yes, that's our website.
So the website's seattledogs.info.
Yeah.
And you can make a donation through the website, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, yes.
And then on Facebook, you guys are Seattle Dogs?
Seattle's with an S.
Yeah, that's right. Seattle's with an S Dogs on Facebook. All right. And then your biggest needs right now?
Well, always a truck, always funding for the vet program, and they're no longer open on Sunday. So if anybody, any amount, they could start calling at 9 a.m.
For Greenwood Animal Hospital.
Yeah. The other thing we really need are throw blankets.
Oh, okay.
So no bigger than a twin size,
twin
we really
size,
need
okay.
those. And we need potty pads. Food, treats, always good. Toys.
Food, treats, toys. All right. And you could drop those off at Ballard Blocks, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. any day between now and the 16th of November. You could also contact Laura through the website or Facebook. If you need to arrange a rendezvous or something to drop things off. And of course, you can donate money, any amount, through the seattledogs.info. And I think for PayPal, what is it? Seattle Dogs.
PayPal.me/Seattle Dogs.
Yeah, paypal.me/Seattle Dogs. All right, Laura, gosh, hang in there. Keep up the great work. I hope the weather stays reasonably good for you. And I sure hope one of us comes up with a van or a truck soon. But we'll hold the good thought. And thank I look you. Forward to talking with you again, gosh, the first Sunday of December.
Yes, I'll have some more exciting news.
Oh, that sounds good. All right. Wonderful.
We'll
look forward to more exciting news the first Sunday of December. Laura, you take care, and I'll talk to you then. Thanks so much.
All
God
right,
bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We are going to switch gears now, and we are going to be sending our energy to the human animal. And someone I know that... is doing phenomenal work for us human animals. And that would be representing the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga today, our wonderful meditation and yoga trainer, our teacher, Sita Toko is here. Good morning, Sita, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. Thank you.
Hey, and how are you doing today?
I'm awake and ready.
All right. Wonderful. Well, we had a wonderful, it's been Kriya initiation weekend here for us Anandians. So I know I felt extra special, good energy, you know, with all of that going on this weekend. And it's still going on at the temple today, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to scoot back to the community to get a quiet place to talk, or are you still at the temple?
I'm still at the temple.
All right. Well, sounds real good. We got a good connection. So, golly, I was a little shocked, Sita, this month to realize it's November.
No.
It's not like the 1st of November on the first Sunday. It's the 7th of November. We're a whole week into the month. And my gosh, they're talking about Santa photos and stuff at the local pet stores. And I'm like, I'm not ready.
I know. I was in a store the other day and I heard like instrumental music and I'm like, is that a Christmas? That's a Christmas song. I'm like, what, isn't it August? What's happening?
I said earlier in the show, you're not going to find us celebrating Christmas in July around here. I'm old school and we don't break out the jingle cats until the day after Thanksgiving. So
thank you.
Yeah, it doesn't happen here. I wait till Thanksgiving and then Christmas starts. But I also am hearing that if you buy any presents and stuff with the supply chain issues we're working our way through, that if you wait till December to shop, you may not have anything to buy. At least
right,
that's
there's that too.
So who knows? Anyway, it's getting towards that season. So I know that means there's all kinds of stuff coming up at Ananda, the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and the Blue Lotus Temple and the Yoga Hall. So, Sita, what shall we talk about first?
Oh, yes, there is a lot, and I could overwhelm you and everyone else if I shared all the offerings, so I'll refrain from that. I thought we could talk a little bit about the biggest course we offer twice a year, the art and science of Raja Yoga and yoga teacher training, but open to other things as well.
All right. Well, now of course we want to talk about the art and science of Raja Yoga, because that, like you said, is one of the biggest classes and the most popular that you do. And it's a very good way to learn about the different aspects of yoga and meditation. And of course, that's where one has to start if you're interested in the really good stuff, the Kriya Yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me?
Go ahead.
I think what the next Raja class, or the one we'd be talking about, doesn't that start in January?
It starts in January. Uh-huh. And the reason we start talking about it now is it's 13 weeks long. And so we just like to give people time to look at their calendar. And also we have the early bird discount through January 9th. And sometimes things get lost in the holiday season. So
yeah,
put it out. And you're right. Talk about one-stop shopping. This course offers you know, yoga, meditation, philosophy, so many wonderful things.
Well, and that's how I started with Ananda. Now, how many years ago that was, I can't actually tell you. But that's how I started. It was my first experience because I came to Ananda specifically with my friend Krista, because so she and I together signed up for the art and science of Raja Yoga, but we did it specifically because we wanted to be trained in Kriya Yoga.
Right.
And of course, that's where you have to start. So that's where my well, other than the fact that I've grown up here in the Seattle area, Sita. So of course, you know, I've been going to, you know, was going to East West Bookshop and all of that for decades, you know, and was in and around Ananda, but I wasn't actively involved with Ananda until Krista and I decided that we had to do Kriya Yoga. And so we started the Raja course. And oh my gosh, the Raja course is phenomenal. You know, and you not only learn about Raja Yoga, but also Hatha Yoga too, right?
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about it, is it's for everyone. You know, when I came, like you did, this was my first course. I'd never heard of Kriya, and I just came because I just wanted something deep. Like, I was tired of skating the surface with things.
Mm-hmm.
And some people come and they walk away loving the yoga postures, others meditation, others go on to Kriya. And so it's beautiful in that these universal teachings meet people for wherever they are and for whatever they're looking for. And but we all get to tune into the joy of it and find a little more calmness or peace in our lives, no matter what speaks to us with regard to the technique.
So this is really the art and science of Raja Yoga and Hatha training. I mean, this is really a great place for anybody to start, isn't it?
Yeah, if you want to learn yoga postures and meditation. And the name art and science is so beautiful, because the science of it is that because we're all engineered to benefit from meditation, that the science is, here's the techniques. If you do them, you will see results. And the art is how to do them. If I just do them mechanically, will I be calm? You know, what's the key? And I can't sit still for 5 minutes. How am I going to meditate? And the art is learning different ways to help the body be still. And that way it's beautiful. And everybody is different, but yet this works for everybody as well.
So it's okay if you think, well, meditation goes, I can't sit still for 5 minutes. I can't do this.
Absolutely.
The answer is yes, you can, because that's what the class is for. They teach you how.
Yeah, so you just come and as a beginner and be a beginner.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, if you can't sit still, that's okay. You can't still your mind and all of that. That's what this kind of training is all about. Because everybody has this problem. It's a rare person that walks into the class and can automatically still their mind and be calm and quiet. I mean, that's something we usually have to practice for a while.
Yeah. And when I took it, I literally would grab the bottom of my chair after 5 minutes of meditation, like the first couple of times, because it was so foreign to me. But then I kept at it. And now I can meditate for longer. But you're not born that way. And don't ever say, I can't meditate because I can't sit still, or I can't do yoga because I can't touch my toes. It's not about that. It's about the process and the art of it and the science of it. And it's really beautiful and satisfying.
Well, that's a wonderful explanation too. But I have this wonderful picture in my mind of seeing you, Sita, in a chair trying to meditate and holding on with white knuckles to the chair. So you
seriously.
Won't move.
And my thoughts were like, should I run? Should I just walk out? Should I just hold it here longer? Like, should I just run? Should I never come back? And, you know, I just did.
All right. So all of you people that think you can't meditate, okay, think of now, Sita is now like the premier meditation trainer at Ananda, teacher. Okay. She's like totally into this, and she had to hold herself to the chair and force herself to sit there. So if Sita can learn how to meditate and become a premier teacher of meditation, I think any of us can do it. Don't you think, Sita?
Yeah, I'm happy to be the poster child for that.
Well, but it's, you know, that's really great that, when your teacher had to hold herself or glue herself to the chair to start with, you know, there's hope for you. Okay. So now the art and science of Raja yoga, when does that 13-week program begin?
On Thursday, January 20th, and it's Thursday evenings from 6 to 9:15. You can do it in person or on Zoom. In person, who knows where we're going to be, but that's just what we're holding out there, that as long as there's no mandates, that will be in person. And Martha, how could we not say who's leading this?
Ah, is it our beloved Morley?
Yes.
The most mesmerizing voice on the planet. And I was just going to mention him because, you know, Morley Venkatrol, who you all know well, because he joins us from time to time here on the show. But if you remember, or if you don't know, Morley is now a doctor of yoga. Mm-hmm. He's Dr. Morley Venkatrol, and his whole thesis was all done around how, yoga, heals stuff, bodies and diseases and all of that sort of thing. And, his work is absolutely remarkable, and to have the opportunity to be trained and taught by someone so gifted and so connected to the Indian and Hindu teachings and all that sort of stuff, and to be a doctor in yoga. I mean, how great is that? You just don't get that opportunity very often. I think y'all ought to sign up, take advantage of Morley. Uh-huh. And the fact that you can do it either way, in person or Zoom, makes it like anybody can do it. Nobody's got an excuse anymore.
Mm-mm.
All righty. So that is Thursday evening, starting January 20th, 6 to 9:15. Mm-hmm. And 13 weeks of that. Is there anything in addition to that, or is just the 13 Thursday evenings?
There's a Saturday retreat in there.
That's what I thought. Okay. So one Saturday at some point.
Yeah. Toward the end. Okay. And it's really just a fun day to kind of bring it all together in a retreat setting. So, yeah.
All right. All right, so we are going to take care of our advertisers for the last time in this hour. And then, let's see, so we've talked about the art and science of Raja Yoga. And Hatha, we've got to talk about the yoga teacher training. And then, since we do have Sita around, and she's our premier meditation instructor, we better talk about how Sita can teach you to not have to glue yourself to the chair. Anyway, this will be fun. So stay right where you are. More with Sita from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Check out NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com, and if you've got a dog that's got a poor hair coat and skin, get them on NuPro. It absolutely changed Robbie's skin and hair coat unbelievably. And then, of course, we're holding space for Jude Ponton, our premier sound energy healer in the area. She's in working a couple days a week these days. Check it out. whispering-dragon.com or give her a call, 206-706-2836. And of course, you can call me for behavior and training help with your dog friends, but be patient with me. I'm still dealing with my plumbing flood, and we might have to play a little phone tag, but I'll talk to you for free on the phone. So give me a call, 360-217-7258. All righty, we're heading back to the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and Sita is with us again this month. Good morning again, Sita.
Good morning, Martha.
And let's see. So the next thing on your list is a yoga teacher training. That's coming up. That big class is coming up, too.
Mm-hmm. January 15th.
Okay. So that starts a little earlier than the Raja. January 15th. And is that a 13-week or so class, too? Or
it's 11 weekends, including. So it's Thursday, Saturdays, and Sundays. But the Saturdays and Sundays are every other weekend.
Okay. So is this the yoga teacher training?
Right.
This would be in person only, or is there a Zoom option also?
There's a Zoom option as well.
Oh, okay. So it can be done both ways.
Yeah, last year was only Zoom.
Oh, it was only Zoom last year. And I'm assuming that went really well.
It did. Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And really, really makes it so much more doable for so many more people. And now I know we talk about with you hear yoga teacher training and everybody saying, well, I don't want to teach yoga, but there are other reasons to take this course, aren't there?
Yeah, definitely to just go deeper with your own practice. I mean, that happens for everyone. And, you know, how can you teach yoga without deepening your own practice and experience? And some people come in saying, I know I want to teach, and they teach. Some come in and say, I don't want to teach, and they may or may not. So it doesn't really matter in that sense. Just what matters is having the desire and the inspiration to delve deeply, not only in the yoga postures themselves, but into pranayama and bandhas and mudras and, you know, the yoga sutras and just the deeper aspects, just beyond the physicality. And you do learn about the joints and the bones and how to move them, but it doesn't stop there. Otherwise, it's just calisthenics, and that's not what we're sharing.
Yeah, and Ananda yoga is different than just regular yoga. I mean, really, I mean, when the hatha yoga part, the body postures. So if you think you already know yoga, but you haven't done Ananda yoga, then you don't know Ananda yoga, because you heard all those things that Sita just rattled off that you learn about besides just the physical body postures. There's a whole lot more. And I would say that the hatha yoga, the physical body posturing with Ananda is a much deeper and more spiritualized version of physical yoga. At least that was my definite, or, you know, my explanation. But I think it's really true, because, you know, you got the affirmations and all the other stuff that you hear about, but it really is a different process than just going to generic yoga somewhere.
Mm-hmm. It's, I mean, for all yoga, it's about that inner experience. And, you know, I used to, before I did Ananda yoga, I'd go to yoga studios and think I wasn't good at yoga because I couldn't be a pretzel, or I'd stand in the grocery store line and see the cover of Yoga Journal and think, wow, that person is good at yoga. They can be a pretzel. And then I came to Ananda and I realized that we're using the body very deeply, but it doesn't matter what it looks like outwardly. It's about the inner experience that comes. So it's not about touching your toes, because if you touch your shins, you're not going to be happy till you touch your ankles. If you touch your ankles, you're not going to be happy till you touch. So it's sort of never ending. But the thing is, when you come up against that resistance or any resistance in life, what do you do? And that's where the transformation happens and the magic.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I know you're a meditation teacher trainer, but I think you also teach yoga, don't you?
I do, yeah. I do the Raja Yoga program with Morley and then have a weekly drop-in class. And the two are so intrinsically tied. You know, yoga helps still the body and mind so you can meditate. And It's just sort of one.
Well, I think, folks,
weird way.
Yeah, but all of us folks, you know, we can use Sita as our example and one to follow, because look at this. She's a premier meditation teacher at Ananda. And she had to glue herself to the chair to start with. She didn't ever think she could meditate. She had to fight, you know, and I wanted to just walk out of the room. And she's become a great teacher. And then she's now a great yoga teacher as well, and she couldn't be a pretzel to start with. So, you know, all of us that think, yeah, she's still not a pretzel, but she's teaching yoga. But, you know, so how great is that to know? We don't have to be perfect at this. You don't have to be able to do everything. I know that with the yoga work, Sita, that there are lots of options and there are variations in posturing, so for folks that, you know, can't get on the floor or have to work out of a chair. But there are ways to make these things easier for folks that can't quite do it in the traditional way. Isn't that true?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, with the postures, we go beyond, I don't want to say we go beyond the body at all, but we go deeper within. And so we never encourage, and this doesn't happen, comparing ourselves with what the person next to us is doing. They can get their fingers on the floor. Okay, they have open hamstrings. And so it's just, you know, it's that individual journey and doing it within the company of others who are also inspired to do the work.
Well, and I have to admit, even, you know, when I took the Hatha, you know, training with Raja, you know, way back when, I was amazed at how much I was able to do and how much I learned to do and how much my body could adjust and learn to. So it can be an amazing process. And the teachers are so supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a way for everybody. So is there anything else coming up at Ananda that we need to chat about?
There are a bunch of happenings for the holiday season, starting on Thanksgiving and then rolling into December. And really the best way to see what inspires you and what you'd like to attend is to go to the website. And most things are offered hybrid, so you can wear your jammies and your slippers, and it's not right for you to come in.
Gosh, how spoiled have we become? I know I'm right there at the top of the list because I don't know. Well, now since the lockdown and so forth, but I remember there were days I didn't even get dressed, you know, and I can't tell you how many things I attend in my jammies anymore. Well, no, I'm dressed. I'm fully dressed today because, see, I can't be in my jammies now, or David would know I'm in my jammies and he'd have to, you know, have me here on the air with me in my jammies. Now, it doesn't mean I wouldn't wear jammies, but I don't know. I for some reason, I always feel like I want to get up and dressed and be awake and ready, you know, to do radio. But for other things on Zoom, especially when I'm Zooming with my friends and stuff, you know, it's often very casual here. So I don't know how long it's going to take all of us to get on board with getting back into person with things, but it sure does make it easier for those of us that are still not feeling safe and wanting to, you know, avoid, you know, large groups. So it's wonderful that all of these classes are hybrid. So the best way to find out what's happening for the holidays is go to what, anandawa.org?
Correct.
And then when we do that, I think, pardon me?
The homepage has everything. It'll have a square. Ananda yoga, meditation, Raja, yoga teacher training, holidays, like the homepage.
Great. So you don't have to be real techie. All you got to do is be able to type in a website address, anandawa.org. And when you get there, the homepage, that's all you have. You'll have, there's everything's there that you can check into. Lots of holiday events. And there will be holiday events in November and December and January, because it is Master's birthday and stuff in January, is it not?
That's right. And also, it's just, you don't have to have any belief system, there's no Ananda membership required or expected to join these things. They're universal teachings open to everybody. And most people are sad, but it's true. There's no secret handshake or anything. It's just for whomever would like to participate.
You don't even have to glue yourself to the chair. So you know teach you how to meditate without. So anyway, Sita, thank you so much for spending another partial Sunday morning with me here on Animal World. And I look forward to our next conversation. And I know I'll talk to you or somebody first Sunday of December. So you have a wonderful rest of the Sunday afternoon. And since you're still at the temple, please say hi and give my love to anybody there that I know. And I look forward to chatting again soon.
Thank you, Martha.
Yeah, thank you. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty then, David. That wraps us up. And guess what? You did an outstanding job, my friend. And,
well, thank you.
So we're going to have to let Nathan know that, you know,
he can take a vacation now.
Yeah, he better mind his P's and Q's, because we got a backup that dances better than him. So how about that?
Yeah, how about that?
Woohoo. Anyway, I really appreciate you, David, and it's been a delight sharing the show with you. And just so you know, next week is Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique Rasmussen Reset Energy Code Sunday with Nels Rasmussen, Sister Linda Rasmussen. We're all in the studio, and they can help you or your animal friends with behavior, emotional, or physical problems, and the treatments are free, and we'll work on both you and your animals. Call in earlier, because we have more time when you call in early. And I look forward to talking to you all next week. So we are out of here. Be gentle with yourselves if you go out and work in the yard. It's gotten gray up here again. And I look forward to talking to you all again next week. David, thank you very much. And as always, I leave you with, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.